We are in Acts chapter 28, and we are steadily coming to the end of not only this chapter, but also our study of the book of Acts. In verse 11 through 12, Luke records, "After 3 months, we put out to sea in a ship that had wintered in the island. It was an Alexandrian ship with the figurehead of the twin gods of Castor and Pollux. We put out in Syracuse and stayed there 3 days." Luke notes that they were on the island of Malta for 3 months. Scholars suggest that this would have covered the months of November through January. As I mentioned, they could not continue the journey until the dangerous sailing season had passed. Early spring would offer them the first opportunity to resume their journey. Well, the historian Pliny the Elder noted that navigation typically resumed when the west wind started to blow. February 8th was typically identified as the turning point, so Paul and company probably set sail somewhere around that date. Notice that the ship they took passage on was yet another Alexandrian grain ship. Most likely it had spent the winter in Malta's other port, Valletta. Luke tells us that now they are boarding that ship, and he notes that it has the figures of Castor and Pollux, no doubt carved into the bow. They were called the Twin Brothers, or the Heavenly Twins. In Greco-Roman mythology, Castor and Pollux were the sons of Jupiter, or Zeus, the gods. They were revered by navigators as the patron gods of seafarers. Ancient literature contains this verse showing how the constellation Gemini was considered a sign of good fortune in a storm. Here's what it said: "Then through the wild Aegean roar, the breezes and the brethren twain shall waft my little boat ashore." Well, after spending 3 months at Malta, the centurion and the shipmaster were both anxious to resume their journey to Rome. The shipmaster, of course, had lost his entire grain shipment as well as his ship. He would need to get his crew to Rome to refit and return to Egypt. The centurion, on the other hand, needed to get his prisoners, the bulk of the doomed passengers, to Rome so that he could complete his assignment. So in verse 12, Luke notes, "We put in at Syracuse and stayed there 3 days." Having secured passage on the twin brothers, they set sail from Malta and probably reached the great port of Syracuse in about a day. Syracuse was on the east coast of Sicily. It was founded by the Corinthians in 734 BC and became one of the richest and most powerful cities on the island, and actually of the entire Greek civilization. According to Cicero, it was, quote, "the greatest Greek city and the most beautiful of them all." Syracuse was the Greek capital of Sicily and competed with Athens for every honor. It experienced both expansion and prosperity, founding new colonies and establishing fertile agricultural settlements. Archimedes, one of the best-known personalities in history, was born in Syracuse. The philosopher Plato visited there several times. After countless cycles of war and internal struggles, Syracuse was conquered by the Romans, but enjoyed a small but important period of prosperity, mainly due to trade through Isport. Join me again next time for Verse by Verse.